bold nanny, proud Sam Shaw.
Brave Bogle, hopeful Gordon.
Visionary Gavi, strong manly.
Dependable Bustamante.
Jamaica's national heroes built this nation, but what were they like when they were children and young adults? Excite your imagination and join the JIS every day during Heritage Week for fictional stories of our national heroes as children.
Bakralin smiled broadly and enjoyed the fight. He was sitting on the back of his horse beside the cane piece watching two small boys, each was about just 8 years old, on the ground locked in a fierce struggle. Sam Sharp and Cicero, who they called Bookman, were skinny but strong and determined. At that moment, Sam was kneeling on one knee, pressing his elbow into the ribs of Cicero, who was pinned on the ground. Obviously in pain, Cicero got his leg hooked into Sam's supporting leg and gave it the hardest jerk that he could. Sam cried out in pain as his ankle twisted, and as he reached to hold it, Cicero jumped on him and pummeled the blows hard in his face. Sam managed to grab Cicero's arm and bit down hard on his wrist, causing the other to squeal. At that point, the strongest man on the estate, Noble, he parted them and carried a tearful Sam away. Bakra Lynch was annoyed and looked over to the cart driver, Daddy Servius. He knew Daddy Servius had sent Noble to stop the fighting. That evening, the mother of Sam quarreled about the sprain Cicero had caused her son, and the mother of Cicero quarreled about how Sam bit her son. It was terrible, and it took the other women in the village to bring back peace. The next morning, however, Sam's ankle was swollen and he could not walk. His mother pleaded with the headman to have him taken to the slave hospital for treatment, which was agreed and arranged. The next day, while he sat with his back against the cool cut stone wall, Sam tried to make sense of how he and his best friend got into a terrible fight.
Cicero is my best friend, and we were racing each other to pick up short pieces of cane to make a pile. I knew that my pile was up to my waist, and when I came back, it was down to my knee. But when I think about it, Cicero's pile was as low as mine, so he did not take it away. I think Bakra Lynch did it to get us to fight each other.
From where he sat, Sam could see the great house, the factory, rolling cane lands, the jungle-thick grove of trees fringing the river that cut through the land, and further away on a rocky piece, his village. He counted as many of the workers as he could see in the fields, then counted the overseers. Then he looked for Bakra Lynch. Sam wondered why the world was the way it was. 3 days later, he went back to the village and immediately went to look for Cicero. Some of the children had already given Cicero the nickname Bookman. But before he could settle down to make amends with his friend, from not too far away, a voice called.
Sam Sharp, bruh.
It was Daddy Servius, sitting in the doorway of his hut, beckoning to them. He had some curious ways, the old African, and every now and then he reverted to his mother tongue instead of speaking English. Sam went to him and sat in the dirt as directed. Daddy Servius drew the web of Anansi.
What do those strokes in the dirt mean?
This is our writing. It says, know how to use the web. The web can teach true wisdom.
Writing like the book that the preacher read from?
The web teaches us to live like the crocodile, Sam, and adapt. The strongest bonds are made in the spirit of peace and reconciliation.
Sam knew he had to make up with his friend. He also decided to take the true wisdom from the African and learn how to read and to write.
You have just heard the fiction series Young Heroes, inspired by the national heroes of Jamaica. Young Heroes is written by Gwyneth Harrell Davidson for the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service. Continue to celebrate the heroes and open new pages at jis.gov.jm/youngheroes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.